When people become anxious or depressed, they tend to become highly self-conscious and dwell on past problems and present and future difficulties. This form of self-focus is problematic because it can maintain our low mood and anxiety. You probably notice this yourself when you dwell on your own negative thoughts and feelings. They tend to become more intense and you feel worse. The exercise on the next track of this CD has been shown to help people prevent or interrupt this self-focused thinking and reduce their preoccupation with unhelpful thoughts and feelings. It is called attentional training. Now, you should not use this technique when you are feeling very upset or distressed as a way of making yourself feel better. It is not a coping strategy or a distraction technique. It is a skill that, when developed, will assist you to shift your focus of attention from your thoughts and feelings to your environment in the present moment. After regular daily practice, you should notice this happening without trying to make it happen. This is not a technique that you have to remember to use at the right time. It is a skill that, once developed, will work for you without you realizing it. If you practice this technique regularly, along with the other techniques your psychologist is teaching you, all you should notice is that you feel happier and more relaxed. Although some people report that attentional training sounds quite unusual when it is first explained, it is really quite simple. First, you need to set aside some time each day when things are reasonably quiet, when you're alone and you will not be disturbed. About 10 minutes. Sit in a comfortable chair and focus your gaze on some point on the wall. Keep your eyes open during the procedure. The next track will start with me asking you to focus your attention on different sounds. There are three sounds I will ask you to focus on that you will hear on the CD. There is my voice, a tapping sound, and a quieter humming sound. I will also ask you to identify and notice three sounds from your own environment. I'd like you to pick a sound that you can hear in your room, for example, a clock, a sound you can hear in the house, for example, a fan or a radio tuned between stations in another room, and a sound coming from outside, such as the wind or traffic noise. Spend a couple of moments now and pick some suitable sounds and write them down on a piece of paper or on the attentional training monitoring form given to you by your psychologist. You might need to pause this CD while you do this. I will begin the procedure by asking you to focus on the different near sounds and then on the more distant sounds. I will then ask you to focus quickly on different sounds and shift your attention rapidly between them. Finally, I will ask you to widen your attention and try to attend to all the sounds at the same time. This procedure takes a little time to feel comfortable with, but if you follow the instructions I will give, you will get the idea. If you have any further questions, remember to write them down so you will remember to ask your psychologist next time you see them.